Recently, Lionbridge, an American-based company, has been soliciting kaupapa whakaora I te reo Māori. Whare wānanga, Māori radio, just to name a couple of different groups. What I can say is it's really important that we are mindful of their intentions. I cannot see any other reason other than economic gain as a reason for an American company to be looking at sourcing Māori language data to teach robots how to speak Māori.
The last thing for the colonizers to take from us is our knowledge and our language and our culture. And it's those things that we keep in here and that we keep in our communities. And now with these technologies that are available and abound today, this is really the final frontier of what is there left that we can take to capitalize on.
The digital misappropriation of Māori language data and Māori cultural data in the innovation space is what I believe is the last frontier of colonization. It's digital colonization of our people. I think it's important that we do develop technologies that help us to promote te reo Māori and how to promote our Māori culture. But those sorts of kaupapa should be led by our own.
We're trying to teach machines our Indigenous languages for the sake of accelerating the revitalization of our languages that were once taken from us, that were once beat out of my grandfather, you know, and our grandparents. And so we're using technology that, yeah, the colonizers have built, but we've taken that and we're using that so we can help to accelerate the revitalization of our language. But we're not the only ones doing that. Now the colonizer also wants to learn our language and teach machines our language because there are corporates out there who make money off of basically off of selling language as a service.
Our Māori people need to have the opportunity to apply their skills and their expertise in a way that creates a future for our reo Māori and the intergenerational transmission of our culture. That opportunity should not be stolen by non-Indigenous people or stolen by an American-based company that is only after economic gain and masking it as an effort to support us without even asking us the question, what do we think about what they are doing?